with us today, as we have each and every week, Joe Farr, giving us an update on what's going on with the markets. And Joe, I think your mic's turned on, so take it away. How are the markets behaving?
Yeah,
you know, we're coming a stuffed turkey. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, I did. I spent it out in your neighborhoods. We had, as you know, it was gorgeous weather, and we had a great family get-together, and it was all good. Thank you.
We should give your place a plug. Anyone looking for a great place, you lease this out to people. It is a gorgeous place on the lake.
Lake Travis.
Lake Travis. And it is. You have a gorgeous two places there. And so what a great spot for a family reunion. But anyway, let's talk about the markets. What you got for us?
So we're up a little bit today, and that's despite better than expected new home sales. I don't know if you've seen that, but it came in at the best level in 10 years. But quite frankly, this is a highly volatile measure. It's got a big margin of error. And so, you know, there's very little reaction to it in the market, as investors probably discounted it somewhat. But even though that it's up, most recent reading on existing home sales were good. The housing starts were good. The home builder confidence is high. And so, yeah, we're seeing pretty good signs for the housing market. So I can't complain about that.
Not for sure.
Last week, Dave, as everyone knows, it was a short week, and we did see an improvement in MBS prices by about 10 basis points, resulting in just a couple basis points improvement in mortgage rates. The economic data had little effect on prices. You know, as I mentioned earlier, existing home sales were better than expected. Durable orders were a big miss to the downside, but that was all due to transportation orders, which is very volatile. And without the transportation order miss, durable orders rose about as expected. Consumer sentiment was good. The minutes of the November 1st Fed meeting contained no surprises, so they weren't a market mover. And as Les mentioned, I think he mentioned something about Janet Yellen. Actually, he was talking about Merkel all the time. So
Merkel,
Yellen last week announced that she will not continue on the FOMC after Jerome Powell sworn in, or whoever gets sworn in. She had the option to stay on as a governor for another 6 years, so she did not exercise that, and that leaves one more position on the Fed for President Trump to nominate. So he's currently got to find about four or five new people. I think it's four. He's got to find four new, and then you got the New York president to be selected by the New York Fed. Looking at this week coming up, it's really a big week for a lot of things. First, the non-economic stuff, which is was something Les touched on, but Congress is back, and we're going to hear more about the tax reform proposals from the Senate. We got discussions heating up on the funding of the U.S. government, currently expected to funding expires on December 8th, so something's got to happen pretty quick on that. We have Jerome Powell's confirmation hearing as the next Fed chair, and Janet Yellen is scheduled to testify before the Joint Committee, a Congressional Joint Committee on the Economic Outlook. That's going to happen Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Lots of Fed speakers this week, so you know what they say, you know, could impact markets. Right now, there's a very, very heavy expectation for a December rate hike, and so if they were to begin to put that into question, which I doubt they would, it could be a pretty significant event. And as Les did talk about, Angela Merkel is trying to pull together a coalition to run the German government, and so, you know, anything slipping there could be a market moving event. Then we got the economic data coming out second estimate of third quarter GDP comes out on Wednesday, along with pending home sales. Core PCE will come out on Thursday, and ISM will come out on Friday. So those are pretty significant events to pay attention to.
It's really good to hear about existing home sales, housing starts. That's very, very interesting. You do a great job on your website. I tell all our customers about it, constantly talking about it. It's one of those things, I bring it up because I'm sitting in a meeting and say, hey, do you know what's going on in the markets? And they go, I said, just a second, I'll tell you, and I'll show you app to it. It's pretty cool. Do a good job with what you're doing, and kudos to you. We're grateful to have you on the program. Glad to hear you had a great Thanksgiving day. So, folks, we're going to be right back after a brief break. And, Joe, thank you so much for bringing an update. Get signed up for MBS Quote Line. You can get a free trial if you haven't already done so by getting a hold of Joe at 512-637-1763, or go to the website, www.mbsquoteline.com.